voices come out of nowhere, whether I'm on medication or not. Sometimes they come really bad, and sometimes they don't come at all. It's just once in a while. And when they come, they sound as real as you or I.
Leslie is a paranoid schizophrenic. He's heard voices since he was 8.
Or I sometimes hear little children talk to me, or I hear my mother's voice or my grandmother. And anytime I see something about Jesus, my grandmother says, "Oh, Lord." And sometimes, like, I had a pastor, and he said to put the voices to the test, and I would say, "Confess unto me that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And the voices would say, they would either confess it or they wouldn't. And if they did, I would know they were on my side. And if they didn't, if they did, I would know they were on my side. And if they didn't, then I would know they were against me, and I would rebuke them. And generally, if you talk to them in a certain way, they will leave you alone. But it takes a lot of strength and a lot of suffering to get up to that point.
Janine, who is a paranoid schizophrenic, has convinced herself that she has overcome this disorder. She now clings to the idea that she has post-traumatic stress disorder, seeing it as a less devastating and more acceptable diagnosis.
See, post-traumatic stress, which I have now as a diagnosis, I see reflections of realization from what happened in my life. But the paranoid schizophrenic would be like an illusion that I'd see, but no one else could see it. No one could realize what I was going through.
Well, I think of Christ suffering on the cross, or someone suffering. Am I suffering?
You're always suffering.
Because I think that I'm God, and that I'm going to, by being a schizophrenic and going through this hell, it's making the new world. Other people are helping. Everybody's doing their part.
Somehow I just keep thinking of the devil.
Mm-hmm. And you say you also hear some voices that are very troublesome.
I'm talking to them.
Are you experiencing them now? Do you hear the voices now?
Just time and space. Just time and space.
Schizophrenics like Cindy and Mary Jo indeed seem to be living in another time and space.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people, what they have to say to me, because I was afraid they condemn me. And I felt being ridiculed and confused, and like I was condemned all the time. Even if I didn't do something wrong, my parents would condemn me. And that would draw a setback to my condition. And it would cause me to see things that weren't there.
A second type of symptom are unusual perceptions, hallucinations, and most frequently hearing voices, auditory hallucinations. Most commonly, these voices are speaking directly to the person. But individuals who suffer from the symptoms of schizophrenia can sometimes describe hearing two or more voices talking about them in the third person. And this is a particularly striking and unpleasant kind of symptom of schizophrenia.
I was about to walk out and I heard a voice. I think I told you this too. It said, "Where are you going?" You know, I said, "I'm going home." He said, "You got no home to go to. Nobody wants you anymore." This is what the voice was saying to me. And I went to walk out the door again. He said, "Nobody wants you." And he said, "There's only one way out for you, and that's through that window." You know? So I just gave up. So I stood at the window, and I took a cigarette, and I lit it.
saw the smoke go up after lighting the cigarette, and the voice said, "There, that's when you should have went out the window." So I walked around the room and I ran. I was about to jump out the window, and I stopped and I said, "No, that's something my brother would do," as if my brother was influencing me in some way to do this so that it would splatter all over the street. So I stood with my back to the window once more, and I lit the match, and I saw the smoke go up, and I fell backwards 5 stories out the window. As soon as I was on this angle here, I blacked out. I didn't see a thing. I woke up the next day in the hospital, tubes all in me, and the bones of my feet all busted up. My wrist was busted. My face was like this. I was lucky to still be alive. Because I didn't really go out the window to kill myself. I went out the window. I guess you can say it was because of a misunderstanding. What a misunderstanding that was.
Maureen came to me in an emergency after seeing me for a few months. She called me and said there was somebody chasing her with a knife, and she was terrified. She came up to my office, and it became very clear in a very short time that this was a paranoid hallucination, that there was no one in fact chasing her with a knife. It was her fantasy, and it was a rather concerning thing that she might throw herself in a subway pit to get away from this man with a knife, or throw herself off a building. Not exactly commit suicide, but in an attempt to defend herself in the face of this hallucination, that she might hurt herself. And so it's important for us to, me and the patient, to talk about hospitalization. I took Maureen over to the emergency room at the local hospital. And in the emergency room, we were waiting in line. And as we approached the desk, the woman who was supposed to receive us to do the intake was on the phone. And it was clearly a social conversation. And I could tell Maureen was getting more and more frightened, and the woman was going on and on with her friend and ignoring her and me. At which point, Maureen started shrieking at the top of her voice in the most enraged and hostile way I've ever heard anyone screech. It's what one would describe as psychotic rage. And in the middle of this shrieking, she turned to me and said, "Dennis, don't worry, I'm okay." And then she went back to screeching. Now, I do not have the sense that she was faking the psychotic rage. But I think more than anything else, and this is the most instructive thing in working with schizophrenic patients, is that even in the middle of her most terrified, enraged, psychotic episode, she was taking care of me. There was a part of her that was healthy. There's a part of every schizophrenic, even this patient, who's in a horrible situation at this point. Every schizophrenic, there's a part of them that is non-schizophrenic. And I think that more than anything else, that's important to keep in mind as we talk about patients who might seem very strange, exotic, or bizarre.
Get your mind together.
Come on, get out of here. Cut me loose, damn it.
Let me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Let me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here.
Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people. What they had to say to me. I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to say to me.
Because it,
I felt
was afraid
to feel they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all the time.
There.
And
I
get paranoid. I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to say to me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all the time.
And I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to say to me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all that weren't there.
And I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid.
I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to say to me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all that weren't there.
And I would get paranoid.
I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to say to me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all that weren't there.
And I would get
paranoid.
I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid.
I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to
condemn me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all that weren't there.
And I would get
paranoid.
I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid.
I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to condemn
me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
condemned all that weren't there.
And I would get
paranoid.
I'd be afraid of
things that weren't there.
What they had to say.
I get paranoid.
I'd be afraid of people.
Was afraid.
What they had to
condemn me.
Because it.
And I felt
was afraid to feel
they condemn me.
Confused.
And I felt
condemned all the time.
Confused and condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I see things that weren't there.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
What they had to say to me.
Because it.
After I was afraid
they condemn me.
And I felt
ridiculed and
confused and condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
see things that weren't there.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
What they had to say to me.
Because it. After I
was afraid
they condemn me.
And I felt ridiculed and confused and condemned all the time.
And it would cause me to where I
see things that weren't there.
I get paranoid. I'd be afraid of people.
What they had to say to me.
Because it. After I
was afraid
they condemn me.
And I felt
ridiculed
and everybody can't see that, but
if you condemned all the time.
See, you got some new drugs too,
Jay. See things that weren't there.
I don't know what
I get paranoid.
I know what I see, but I don't know if it's real or not.
So
that's why you see people different. See, like, they're anointing. Like, see, like, sometimes when I come outside, I can see, when I look at the tree, the wind starts blowing. But we know we get oxygen from the plants, and we get them carbon dioxide. And so it's the wind. Usually blow sometimes, but it don't blow all the time. Like when I'm in the house a long time, it blow real strong.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Did you hear that, James? I might see Hans again. I have dreamed so long of meeting my dearest sweetheart again. Oh, if only I could sing. If only I were in Paris, I would ask George for that miracle cocktail, the one that only he knew how to make. Wouldn't I, James?
And... be able to have lots of nice little baby crabs that all look just like you. Like a samurai, the better your chances of survival.
Hello, Hotel cocktail bar.
Told me I had no feelings. You're right and you're wrong.
Bracelet, there's going to be an alarm that's generated at the 24-hour monitoring center.
Thank you.
Are you talking to me?
Ankle bracelet. And they have a schedule that's been approved by the court or by their probation.
Total tonic reversible. That's bad. Okay. All right.
But I mean, there it didn't do much for the credibility.
Monitoring with double positioning.
You never wired trip. You talking to me? Thank you.
Thank you. Tory, Feldman, O'Reilly, Nelson. It's an Italian, a Jew, an Irishman, and a regular American. What I call a balanced ticket.
Jeff is an ordinary and healthy and well-balanced young fellow. He usually gets along well with people. And on this particular Friday afternoon, Jeff and his pals are discussing a big triple date tonight.
My dad's gonna let me have that car tonight.
Oh, the car? That's super.
That sounds swell, Jeff, but, well, I don't know if I'll be able to go. I got quite a headache.
A headache, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how about letting Jeff, the old soda jerk, fix you up a snappy seltzer?
Okay.
Hey, why not? You're going to
some jerk.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, I saw the whole Y stunt. Now, just suppose you clean it up.
Go on, wise guy, clean it up.
Yeah, it's right on the floor there.
Look at the worst.
Wise guys, eh? Well, suppose I don't pick you up tonight. I got a darn good notion to let you guys walk the pipe.
What's got into here?
Anger.
Why is Jeff angry? What's the stimulus that brings on this sudden emotional response of anger or mild rage? Well, it might be that Jeff feels thwarted as he fails in the fancy trick to impress his pals. So he gets mad at his pals. And now it's later than he thought. He tries a shortcut, hurrying to get home.
I'm late.
Oh, shit. I got water all over myself.
Great Scott, who in the world left that there? What a time to water the lawn.
Shortcuts often lead to trouble, and thus loss of emotional control. You've heard, haste makes waste. Jeff is frustrated by the sprinkler, but he asks for
the opportunity to learn a great deal about life. Why is it, you suppose?
Okay, that's it. You are officially out of control.
And in total command.
Of course, you got 15 gun turrets all around you. Say you can.
Jeff's losing control of himself. His thinking is becoming muddled, and he's careless in his actions. The madder he gets, the worse it becomes. Did you ever hear anyone say, "I was so mad I couldn't see straight"? Severe emotional stress often decreases efficiency. See what I mean?
Your breath comes thick as Satan's
buttermilk. Well, we've seen Jeff lose control of himself in rage. Let's see how the rest of the family is doing.
Fred, all I know about computers is I want a better one than everyone else.
Mother! Oh, it's wonderful! I love the new dress you made!
Oh, thank you, Joan, dear!
See how the new dress tends to stimulate Joan's love for Mother? This makes both Mother and Joan happier. But how does it affect Jeff?
I know, believe me, it wasn't easy.
And how does his anger affect the others?
Oh, you're the sweetest, bestest mother a girl ever had!
I'm glad you like the dress, Joan.
Oh, I'm so happy. I could be a model. Or a cover girl.
Hey, what's gotten into that crazy kid sister?
Oh, Jeff, don't be that way.
Notice how Mother seems to become angry herself because of Jeff's anger. Perhaps she shouldn't, but anger is a violent emotion, and we often see an induction of behavior or spread of emotion to other persons, almost like a contagious disease.
You just infected a virus, a sexually transmitted disease.
I'll tell you what we are, sister. We're the
Of course, Jeffrey's family didn't realize that he had been exposed to one irritating situation after another. An accumulation of stimuli which brought about an abnormally strong response.
I have no response to that.
And what did this do to Jeff? This sort of uncontrolled emotional outburst. Well, he regrets some of the things he said, but he can't unsay them. He's tired.
I'm tired.
That feeling of fatigue may spoil a good time on his date tonight. And if this sort of flare-up is repeated often, it might lead to a permanently warped personality. What could Jeff do to keep better control? Well, we say he could, one, eliminate the stimulus. Two, modify the stimulus. Or three, modify the response. With these three ideas in mind, let's examine Jeff's episode again. To control his emotions, Jeff eliminates the stimulus, the failure to impress his pal, by trying such fancy tricks only when he can do them successfully.
It gives her a sense of control in a world
of chaos. But sometimes the trick fails. There are many times when you can't eliminate the stimulus. Try to modify the stimulus. Standing off and looking at himself, Jeff realizes that a slip like that won't really hurt his standing with the gang. Taking it all lightly as a good sport, Jeff impresses the gang a lot more than if he gets angry over such a little thing. It helps to recognize and understand the emotional patterns. Then it's easier to eliminate or modify the stimulus. And there's another, even more valuable way to control your emotions. Modify the response. Rather than get in the habit of getting angry, Jeff can substitute. He can modify his response by seeing the humor in the situation. What good does it do to get angry about this? When Jeff's in the habit of controlling his emotions, his thinking is straighter. That's straight thinking, unmuddled by emotional disturbances. No need to fly off the handle and take it out on the things and the people around.
Suspicious auditory stimulus detected.
When he tries to understand his emotions and those of people around him, Jeff has less trouble controlling himself. And he and those around him are happy.
He's a babysitter.
Oh yeah, you think it's so easy? Well, I'd like to see you try. You wouldn't last one day.
Dude!
The more he exercises control of his emotional behavior, the easier it becomes to meet the next situation without losing control.
Oh, how about it? Either the plane or the letter.
Not really your choice.
And so it goes. A happier time all around when emotions are under control.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
Hey, Raj. How about you help me get the car pushed out of the garage so we can get it started and fixed up for tonight? You know, if the car's running, I can drop you off the movies tonight before I go out.
Yes, by a better understanding of the emotional patterns of everyday life, and by knowing how you respond to various stimuli, you can develop better control by eliminating the stimulus, or by modifying the stimulus, or by modifying the response. You can control the fire of your emotions. You can balance your emotions and use them so that your personality becomes more pleasant. And you and those around you are a great deal happier and healthier.
Between the scenes of cold reality and those of pure illusion.
Hello?
James, only one of us will make that decision, and that person is me. I'm very curious to meet your automaton, my dear. Where is it?
Well, I know you haven't given up fishing. I know you have not given up fishing, and yet I haven't heard anything from you in months about fishing. Not a fucking thing. And the place that I've been doing my fishing, they're just not pulling up good fish at all. I mean, their fish are just shitty, shitty, shitty fish. It's just not doing it, man. And, you know, fuck. I'm blowing 60 fucking bucks a week. A week! $60 a week. What is that times four? $240 a month. Just simply because the fish is for shit. It's just hardly any good at all, man. I don't know what the fuck But yet I know that you have not been Mr. Clean, and I know that you've been doing your fishing somewhere. You just haven't been telling me about it. You haven't been telling me anything about fish, and yet I know you still must be fishing somehow, some way. So let me know what kind of fishing is happening, and when you foresee the next time you're going to go fishing. Because don't sit there and tell me that you don't know, nothing's up, dude. Bullshit, man. You've been fishing. I know you've been fishing. So let me know next time you're going fishing so that I can place an order with you, because the dude that I've been placing order with lately, his fucking shit is shit, man. It's not doing the job, and it's just not doing the job. It's not that great at all. The size is okay, and even that's still something to stick somebody in the ribs about, but the size is okay, and the price is okay, but the fucking potency isn't worth a shit. You know, I may as well be smoking shit. I may as well shit onto a plate and stick it in the oven and let it dry and then crumble it up and smoke it. I mean, my God. So, anyways, let me know the next time you plan to go fishing and what kind of fishing you've been coming up with lately, because I haven't heard anything about fishing from you, and that makes me very curious.
End of message.
You are Borg.
Hey, Jack, what's coming?
Red ball, double homicide, one male, one female. Killers male, white, 40. Agatha nailed the time frame at 8:04 a.m. The twins are a little fuzzy on that, so we'll need confirmation. Location still uncertain. Remote witnesses are plugged in. This will be case number 1108.
Cops have seen murder 4 days out. Why the late call?
We call it a red ball. The crimes of passion is no premeditation, so they show up late. Most of our scrambles are flash events like this one. We rarely see anything with premeditation anymore.
People have got a message. You 6 months, not to mention the badge. I guess we won't be working together after all. I put the gun down, John. I don't hear a red ball.
Supposed to kill me.
Sleep.